had the UK market in the past few weeks. We've had the US in, followed by the German and the French markets. And these are all buyers who really have seen the Wild Atlantic Way as a wonderful selling opportunity to their particular, I suppose, clients and customers. And obviously having the opportunity for industry to sit across from them in Ireland, as versus the expense of having to go abroad, set up all those meetings yourself. So really, Fáilte Ireland is delighted to be able to give that business-to-business opportunity to the industry in Donegal and in the Northwest. And it has been very, very successful.
Now, we've been talking up the World Atlantic Way. Fáilte Ireland's been talking up the World Atlantic Way. This really, I suppose, was the acid test when the agents and when the promoters come over from abroad, see it for themselves. What's their reaction to it been?
It has been fantastic. I mean, really, from a project, it really has captured the heart and the soul of everyone, from the international media, from the international buyers, from overseas agents. Really, the Wild Atlantic Way, although we say it is a route of, 2,500 kilometres, it has captured the imagination. And from Fáilte Ireland's perspective, most importantly, it has driven business to the premises and the industries along the Wild Atlantic Way. And for Donegal, obviously, that's hugely important that we see that the visitors coming want to be able to go down the lanes, take off the route, the main route, and be able to actually stop off, have something to eat, take in the stunning views and the scenery and the landscape, decide to stay a bit longer in the region, which is really what an awful lot of the visitors are doing. They're mapping themselves, finding their way around and really finding the hidden gems along the Wild Atlantic Way. So we see this project has been a long-term project. It's going to be at least 10 years in its creation in terms of the iconic viewing points, in terms of the other viewing points along the coast. And really, the industry have the part to play, and they are doing that in Donegal, where they are promoting it on their own websites. They're promoting it in their own displays. They're actually going out overseas themselves and attending the events that we just spoke about in Ireland. And they are saying that they are part of the Wild Atlantic Way initiative. So from a grassroots perspective, it really is driving home that business to the Irish industry and to the industry in Donegal.
Is the ultimate success of this initiative going to be marrying the traditions of Donegal and the traditions of the Northwest with the modern day applications and computer systems and ways of promoting the area, publishing apps and making sure that people can come enjoy the traditional experience of the Northwest and the scenery, etc., but do so by utilising apps, by utilising up-to-date modern technology?
That's absolutely it. And when you look at it, people from overseas, no more than what we do ourselves, we always go on to those platforms like TripAdvisor, onto Google, onto the tourist board websites, and then obviously having an app that directs you and orientates you, but doesn't probably dictate the pace. You can actually decide to do a four-day trip along the Wild Atlantic Way. You can go from Donegal down as far as Sligo, down as far as Mayo and Galway. And what we're hearing, which is really positive from the actual technology side, is that people are planning these trips in advance. They're doing it from the comfort of their own homes in the overseas. And then basically they're coming and deciding then to stay a bit longer.